This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Thoughts?
Oh, love it. We played this yesterday? Yesterday or 2 days ago?
Well, 2 days ago was Sunday.
Well, maybe I just listened to it on Sunday then, in my free time. So it was definitely yesterday.
The problem with us playing this song is I'm going to want to play the whole thing whenever it comes on. So I probably get to the content here, but I absolutely love it. Great job by Jake playing it. Okay, the games that I have already bet for week 14 in the National Football League and the games that I'm monitoring, and then we'll have a World Cup discussion under Mario Music, which is amazing. Okay, the games that I have already bet. Chargers +3, Sunday Night Football against the Dolphins. Raiders -5.5, number doesn't exist anymore. I still think 6 is okay on the road, quote unquote, at the Los Angeles Rams. I bet the Bills, just like Ken did. I've laid 9.5. The number's 9 now. Obviously, that number, I feel like, is still good. Oh, and I bet the Jaguars +3.5 against the Titans. I couldn't read my handwriting. I'm like, what is this word here? It's Jaguars against the Titans. So I bet that. And what is this last one I have? That team is... Oh, and Tampa. I bet Tampa earlier +4. Sorry, my handwriting's brutal. Tampa +4. Jaguars +3.5. Bills -9. Raiders -5.5. Chargers +3. The games that I am monitoring. The Seahawks, if it ever gets to 3. If the Ravens ever go to 3.5, I'm definitely betting Baltimore. So I'm actually looking at like Ravens or nothing in the game against the Steelers.
Are you definitely betting Baltimore? Sorry, you said if the Ravens went to 3.5. Sorry, I was thinking about the favorite. So Steelers -3.5, you would bet Baltimore.
Correct. If the Ravens go to 3.5, I mean 3.5-point dogs. Like the Steelers would go to 3.5-point favorite.
Got it.
Baltimore +3.5 ever appeared, I would want to bet the Ravens. I think I'm going to end up betting the Vikings, but I want to see where this goes. Like, am I ever going to get a 3 with Minnesota? So I'm monitoring Minnesota. I'm monitoring Dallas, just like Ken said, and monitoring Cleveland, just like Ken said. And I think that's it. Oh, and I'm monitoring the Eagles also. It's just like, do I want to bet against my favorite team?
I don't know if you mentioned this. Did Vikings, too, at 3?
I didn't mention that.
Okay, great. I was looking at something
is
else.
Is it 3?
Yeah, I didn't mention it in mine. It's not... I don't even think there's a juice 3 right now. Let me check. Oh, no, there isn't. There's a few 2.5s that are -20. So we're not there yet. We need a little more oomph to get there. Maybe the injury report will do it for us. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, Vikings +3 would be like an auto bet. Also, like it wouldn't exist, right? It would like pop and then it would be gone like very quickly would be my guess.
Yeah, unless it was due to a really significant injury. My guess is you would see resistance at that number. It's obviously such an important number. And what a weird game. What a funny game. We would never argue that the point spread's wrong. Like that we both know what the Vikings are and that they're not particularly good. But just 3 in a game against Detroit seems like a really good idea. So it's not really like a market's crazy thing. It's like, no, we get it. Believe me, we're the people slandering the Vikings every week. We get it. Just 3 is a little bit too much slander, I guess would be the right way to put it.
Great. So to reiterate, Chargers, Raiders, Bills, Jaguars, Tampa are the sides that I've already bet for this week. Monitoring Cleveland, Dallas, Minnesota, Baltimore, and Seattle.